One, two, three, four.
Song Salad.
With Shannon and Scott.
Welcome to Song Salad with Shannon and Scott. I'm Scott.
No!
Didn't expect that, did you?
Oh, changing it up.
Yep.
I'm Shannon.
And together...
We're Scott and Shannon?
No, we're not.
Everything's ruined!
Let's start over. Welcome to Song Salad with Shannon and Scott.
I'm Shannon.
And I'm Scott.
And together, we're Shannon and Scott.
Much better.
Yeah.
How you doing?
I'm okay.
Good. Oops.
Oh.
Got a text.
Jeez. Oh, me too.
And we have a follower.
A new follower on Twitter. How convenient that this happened, like, while we were sitting here.
Thanks for following us.
Yeah.
You can follow us at @SongSaladCast on Twitter, and you can subscribe to us on iTunes or your favorite podcast delivery method of your favorite.
Not redundant at all. Good job. Why don't you tell us what a song salad is, Scott?
Song salad is a tasty blend of a random genre from a random genre generator online called moodfuse.com. And a random topic from the Wikipedia random article button. And if you've been listening to our past songs, we've had quite an array of topics and genres. Yes. So I'm excited every time. Every time.
Every
I'm
time. It's
every
like,
time for the past five times.
Yep.
I've been excited.
It's like playing Russian roulette with songwriting.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And exactly. One of us will end up dead.
Tune in next week. You want to get to it?
Yeah, let's jump right in and find out what our random music genre is.
Spin the salad spinner, which today sounds like a bottle of champagne being opened. Cold wave.
Oh.
What is cold wave?
I have never heard of cold wave.
I've heard of Coldplay.
Maybe it's like that. All right. Let's
learn
about
do some
wave.
Research. Cold wave is a French variant of post-punk music primarily spread in France, South Belgium, and Romandie. The musical term was first used by the British magazine Sounds in November 1977 to describe the music of the German band Kraftwerk and English post-punk band Susie and the Banshees.
So we should definitely look up those two bands.
Susie and the Banshees describes their music as cold, machine-like, and passionate at the same time.
Mm.
Huh. So, French post-punk music from the 70s and 80s. Let's look up Kraftwerk and Susie and the Banshees.
Cool, yeah, let's find an example.
Here's an example cold wave song by Susie and the Banshees called Cities in Dust.
So cold wave is also kind of called post-punk, though that phrase really seems to only be applicable to the bands in Europe at the time, and that mm-hmm. label wasn't assigned to bands in the U.S., at least not widely. But it was a backlash to punk, as most things labeled post-hyphen are.
post-office? Backlash to the office.
So many dad jokes lately.
I know.
But it did draw some inspirations from punk rock, such as the DIY ethic and its provocative style. But it did break from punk's defined musical conventions and cultural affiliations. These artists embraced experimentalism, lots of different ways of producing and recording sounds, so mm-hmm. some kind of interesting and cool effects. And they also embraced non-rock genres, such as electronic music and various black dance styles. And one of the things that the article on post-punk said is that it was actually one of the first genres that merged black and white music in a way.
Interesting.
Some of these bands sound disgusting. Throbbing Gristle is a band. Should I click it?
Click on Throbbing Gristle.
Throbbing Gristle were an English music and visual arts group. The band comprised Genesis P. Orridge. Genesis Porridge.
Cozy Fanny Tutti.
Cozy Fanny Tutti. Yep. That's hilarious.
Peter Sleazy Christofferson.
Oh, and Chris Carter.
Get it? Come on, Chris Carter. Pick a cool name.
Boring. Oh, one of the other things I found about post-punk is that it incorporated elements of pop culture, but also high art. Mm-hmm. And so there were lots of literary references and references to art movements, including like Dadaism and some
weird
sort of far out there kind of thing.
Cool.
So that's cool.
And the example we played from Susie and the Banshees was from 1986. And I guess the beginning of this labeling of the cold wave movement was the late 70s. But these bands continued through the rest of the 70s and 80s in this similar style.
There was also some close ties to avant-garde groups and performance artists, it seems like, sort of tangentially around this movement. So that's kind of interesting.
Yeah. And just from a musical standpoint, the instruments that were used were the standard rock instruments like guitars, bass, drums. But like we said, interesting recording techniques and other sort of electronic sounds mixed in. The types of electronic sounds that were available in the 70s and 80s, which weren't quite the like complex synthesizers that we have today, but more like musique concrète, which came from France and Germany back in that time, which was sort of like recording found object sounds and manipulating them to like play them backwards or add a lot of reverb and make them sound like electronic.
So you'd music. Like... throw a baseball at a lawnmower
yeah.
and record the sound it made and then
process the hell out of it. Yep.
Huh.
Well, I think we know literally everything there is to know about cold. No, I'm kidding.
Everything.
Why don't we look for a topic?
All right.
And by look for, I mean have one randomly thrown at us.
All right. We're going to spin the salad spinner.
Is it still champagne?
I don't know.
How about pouring the champagne in a glass?
Gluck, 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 gluck.
Oh, no. Oh, my God. We got the Southwest Community Development Council.
Do we have to?
I mean, it's kind of funny. Where is it? Oh, it's Singapore. So the Southwest Community Development Council is one of five community development councils set up across the Republic of Singapore to aid in local administration of governmental politics and schemes. They are funded in part by the government, although they are free to engage in fundraising activities. The Southwest Community Development Council was formed on 24 November 2001. The official appointment of Mrs. Yu Fu Yi Shun as the mayor of Southwest District. Mrs. Yu Fu was the first woman mayor.
Huh.
So then there's just like a list of the different development councils.
Yeah.
It looks like. Okay. I mean, I feel like it's good though because we can like position ourselves like against it. Like we can be like
actually, yeah,
down
that's right.
with the Southwest.
Down with the Southwest Community Development Council. Okay.
Yeah.
I was skeptical, but now that you've put it that way, I'm on board.
Yeah, it's an organization that we can rebel against.
All right. Well, we're going to be writing our Cold Wave song about the Southwest Community Development Council in Singapore. Here we go. The instruments I'm going to use for our song, I'm going to do rhythm guitar and lead guitar. So in any rock band that has two guitars, usually one guitar player takes the role of rhythm, which means like keeping the rhythm and the drive going in the background. And then there's the lead guitar that like over the top of that does the solo stuff. And then I'll do bass, drums. I found a cool synthesizer called a broken metal marimba that sounds like it could have been in the 80s, someone just like playing a marimba and then manipulating the sound of it to sound more electronic. And I also got an extra tambourine in there because a lot of the Susie and the Banshee stuff has like tambourine going crazy. So I want my tambourine going crazy.
So I read a bunch of lyrics from Susie and the Banshees, and they're all pretty dark and angsty and
yeah, punk,
angry,
man,
and sad.
Cold wave.
I also found, even though we couldn't get on their website, I found their Facebook page, which is like
for the
Southwest Community Development Council.
Great.
Which is adorable. It's like really cute.
Aww.
And it's all about like cleaning up their neighborhoods and volunteering to help like elderly people.
So we're writing an angsty song about the nicest organization ever to come out of.
Yeah. And like all their things, it's like with external light indicators and email SMS notifications, smart bins located at the blah, 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 help cleaners make less trips to check on their, like, it's all really positive, helpful, happy. How do I start volunteering? And then there's like an acronym, START, which like tells you how to start volunteering in your community. Look, there's all these people cleaning up newspapers.
Yeah, perfect organization to rebel against.
Yeah, definitely. Oh, this looks like maybe some like Chinese New Year stuff. Okay, so I'm gonna be. Oh my God, they erected a statue that literally says "Have a lovely day." It's just the big words that say "Have a lovely day" in this park.
Oh, this is awesome.
Okay, so I have to be really angry at these people.
Yes, get to it.
Yeah. All right.
I'm going to play you some examples of the sounds I'm using. So here's the rhythm guitar sound I have. And here's the solo guitar sound I have. And so you can see they're a little bit different. The solo sound, solo guitar stands out a little bit more. Then we have our bass. And our drum set. And a lot of tambourine going on.
Crazy.
And then here's our cool synthesizer I found. Sounds like a like sampled marimba kind of thing. So I think we'll be able to put these all together for something pretty cool. And then your voice, because you're singing this one,
oh,
boo.
Man, I apologize in advance to everyone.
I mean, I think it's only fitting. If we're following the footsteps of Susie and the Banshees and like getting into a little bit later, like Joan Jett and all that kind of stuff, we got to have that strong female punk voice.
Oh, well, that's me all over.
Yeah. Or we're at least going to put a lot of filters on you to make it sound that
great,
way.
Great, great, great.
Woo.
Woo. Guys, I'm super pumped about this post-punk song, Coldwave song.
This has worked out surprisingly well.
Yeah, it's like incredible how being angry at this entirely benign organization has like spurred my creative juices.
What you got?
So I just decided to just like be mad at every cute thing that they did.
Yeah.
So here's the I'm not sure what to call it yet, but here is the verse. You can clean the park, but you can't clean my tarnished soul. And you can bring the neighbor's groceries, but you can't take control. My heart is bleeding. I can't have a lovely day. Yeah. Like, it's like the statue.
Like the sign, yeah.
Yeah. But you don't want to hear it. You want to censor what I say. And then the chorus is sanitation insanity, sanitation sterility. Sanitation, forgive me, my mind's still dirty. Sanitation insanity, sanitation sterility, Southwest CDC, you don't own me.
I love it. That's great.
And also, I was reading a bunch of Banshees, Susie and the Banshees lyrics, and a lot of them have these really simple repetitive choruses that just sort of take two words and juxtapose them.
Sure.
And, you know, kind of... create a pattern and then flip it like a little bit at the end.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I was trying to emulate there in the chorus.
No, I think it sounds super authentic.
Yay. I'm so excited to be mad at this adorable organization. So I wanted to actually feel like I add value by talking about...
Too late.
I know.
Too late.
Some of the more technical or the philosophical...
Do you want to start again?
I want to talk about some of the more like academic things behind the song.
Sure.
So just a couple quick things. The punk movement and post-punk also is always styling itself against something else. So the idea of opposition mm-hmm. is one that I wanted to incorporate in ways that are very obvious, like the whole song is positioning the speaker against the Southwest CDC. Mm-hmm. But also in the language itself. So punk and post-punk, also about subversion. So taking a word like sanitation, which is in the start of the chorus and is repeated throughout, which is a positive word. It has positive associations, sanitation. Sure. And then juxtaposing it with a word that undermines it by having negative connotations, but the same root. So sanitation, insanity.
Yeah.
Both the same root, but insanity obviously has a very negative connotation. So it colors the way you see the word sanitation.
Drawing parallels.
Yeah. Those parallels. Similarly, sanitation, sterility. Sterility, right. Mostly a negative connotation, but can be a synonym for sanitizer, sanitation. Sure. The other way that I try to incorporate that in is in the line, you can bring the neighbor's groceries, but you can't take control.
Ah.
So bring and take are opposites. And by putting them in the same lyric, it kind of creates a little bit more tension.
I get it.
And then the third thing is, do you know what zugma is, Scott?
Nope. Not one bit.
Haha. I get to teach you something.
Well, is that when you take a class and it's a bunch of like 40-year-old women dancing sort of to pop music?
Yeah, it's how 40-year-old women know what hip hop is.
Right.
Zugma.
Zugma.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Zugma studios all over Manhattan. So zugma is a literary device. It means applying one word to in two different senses. So that could be like saying, she broke the sugar bowl and my heart.
Wow.
And so one of those things is a literal concrete concept, sugar bowl. The other thing is breaking your heart. That's more an idiomatic, abstract concept.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one way that can work. And then zugma also applies to if you're applying a word to two objects, but it only applies to one. But it informs something about the other object. So like if you like Google zugma, it'll tell you that an example of that is weeping eyes and hearts.
Okay.
So like eyes can weep, but hearts can't. But mm-hmm. you still get an emotional sense of what that means if you said a weeping heart, even though it literally doesn't make sense.
Huh.
So that's zugma. And so
where did you use that in the lyrics?
You can clean the park, but you can't clean my tarnished soul. So a clean park and cleaning a soul obviously has a much more figurative sense
right.
to it than literally cleaning a park.
Good stuff.
That was value add, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
For sure. Because we don't talk about the grammatical structure.
Yeah.
Of the
I mean, usually
enough.
It's like really straightforward.
Right.
So there's
and
not
we're actually
a
getting
whole
into
lot to add,
songs
but...
where you can, you know, show your craft.
Yeah. My craft.
Right.
Yeah. I just have to be more cognizant of, because, but also like you, I think there are things that you do instinctively as a musician that you
right.
don't think to explain.
Exactly.
Which is why it's nice to have me here, who's a total dummo mm-hmm. about music, and I can be like, what is this thing?
Right.
So, yeah, I should just.
What is this sound? Would I hear that in my zugma class? You know, those kinds of questions.
So, yeah, so I just need to be more aware of explaining things like literary devices and things that
yeah.
I'm using.
I love that. I welcome it. Do you have any ideas for a title?
I mean, sanitation insanity is like the obvious one.
Uh-huh.
But I don't know. Is there something else with like, should it just be like, fuck the Southwest Community Development Council?
is that a little too on the nose?
Yeah, probably. I don't know. Sanitation insanity is probably good.
Yeah.
Have a lovely day.
I can't have a lovely day. I actually kind of like have a lovely day.
I do too.
You know, it's sort of like a twist.
Yeah. All right, we're going to call it Have a Lovely Day in all caps because that's what the
yes.
sign in their park is.
All right.
Sweet.
Here's Have a Lovely Day.
By Shannon and Scott. You can clean the park, but you can't clean my tarnished soul. And you can bring the neighbor's groceries, but you can't take control. My heart is bleeding, I can't have a lovely day. But you don't wanna hear it, wanna censor what I say. Sanitation, insanity. Sanitation, sterility. Sanitation, forgive me.
my mind still today.
Are you okay?
I'll be okay.
That was, you just belted a high E.
Yeah?
Yeah.
It felt really good. It felt cathartic.
Yeah. Also, I don't know if using the word belted is correct.
No, I skrelted it.
You Taylor Swift goated a high E.
I am really good at that though.
Yeah.
The goat noises.
That was great.
Thanks. I felt really good about it.
I think we really captured the post-punk spirit, the cold wave spirit.
Yeah, definitely. And like getting angry at that sweet, sweet trash pickup organization like really made me happy.
They're doing so much good for Singapore and we are just yelling at them
for no reason. Have a lovely day.
Have a lovely day.
Singapore. So
what'd you learn?
I learned that I think I want to be a post-punk singer.
Hey, it's never too late, right?
Yeah, I want to yell about all kinds of lovely things. like kittens and like videos of babies laughing and just like make hate songs about all of it. What did you learn?
I didn't really know anything about the punk scene coming out of Europe at that time. You know, when you study punk music, you start with New York. You start with the Lower East Side, like, you know, begins with an S.
Begins with an S.
St. Mark's Place.
Oh.
Yeah, when you
got it in one.
Oh my God. We'll
cut all that out. No, it was good.
St. Mark's Place. And you talk about the origins of punk at like CBGB and all that kind of stuff. But I didn't know about Susie and the Banshees, and it's cool stuff.
Yeah,
really
it is
fun.
Cool stuff. If you want to look her up, it's Susie spelled like the Native American tribe.
S-I-O-U-X-S-I-E.
Yeah.
Susie and the Banshees. Cool stuff.
Yeah. Good salad.
Delicious salad that when you eat it, just yells at you the whole time. But you kind of like it.
Food that yells at you sounds like it should be from Harry Potter.
Yes.
Who's so your screaming
if
chicken?
If you're listening... Wait, what? Say that again.
I said, here's your screaming chicken. Because I couldn't think of a better, funnier food. Never mind.
If you're listening, J.K. Rowling.
Screaming chicken. Tweet. Missed opportunity.
Yes. Tweet at us. Hashtag screaming chicken.
Yeah. Follow us on Twitter. Ooh. Tweet at us. Let us know what lovely organizations you'd like us to trash in our next episode. And until next week, this has been Song Salad
with Shannon and Scott.
I'm Shannon.
And I'm Scott. Together, we're
Shannon and Scott! Have a lovely day.
1, 2, 3, 4.